2,300 hours, I had to pee. Actually, I had to do more than that, but no way I was taking my pants down out in the boonies. I felt around me to see if I was on an incline, decided I wasn't, and lay on the one side and peed as quietly as I could. It was grave dark and quiet except for the things that crawled in the night. Suppose everyone else was gone? Suppose I was out here by myself? Forget that. Think about something else. Think about Diana Ross waking me up in the morning, begging me not to get out of bed. No, wait. Her and Juliet Prowse were secretly sisters trying to get me to make love to them. The thing was, I was a virgin. I didn't tell anybody because I wasn't supposed to be a virgin. I was supposed to be hip. Everybody knew how blacks were, how soldiers were. Everybody knew, and I was still lying in behind a few inches of sand halfway around the world from anything I knew without having loved anything deeply or spent time with anyone in a bed alone. Maybe it wasn't important. Insects chirped, moved through the night. There were shadows all around me, laughing, jerking, mocking. A sound. I raised my head slightly to hear better. Voices. Vietnamese voices. I brought my hand to the weapon. My finger played with the safety. Shadows ahead of me. They were coming out of the cemetery. They moved about, talking quietly, calm, sing-song rhythms. What were they talking about? The lousy child they got in the army? Their families? Someone opened up. A scream. We were all firing. It was too dark to aim. I just fired in what I thought was the right direction. They began to answer fire. I could see faces over the light from the muzzle blasts. I fired faster, trying to space my rounds in a sector. I heard a bullet whine past me and flinched, even though I knew it was already gone. A grenade went off, and then another. I kept firing. I didn't know where my rounds were going.
"Cease fire!"
Simpson's voice.
"Take cover!"
Lieutenant Carroll. A small pop, and a flare went high into the air. A moment later, the entire area was lit up. There was nothing in front of us. I looked from side to side. Then I saw a body, and another. Thin arms, not much different in color than mine. A hand waving slowly in the night air, trying to push away the death already there. One body lay face down. There was a tremendous wound on the back. It's what a blast from an M16 can do. We kept shooting at the bodies, even though they were already dead.
"Get another flare up!"
Sergeant Simpson's voice cracked as he spoke.